Hi there. The word for you today is, get God's opinion. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, we read, the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. David's father didn't think he was qualified to be Israel's next king. So when Samuel the prophet came looking for a successor to King Saul, Jesse, David's father, presented his oldest boy, Eliab, who happened to be a general in the army. Samuel was impressed. Quote, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands here. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. When it comes to your life's calling, only one opinion counts, God's. In order to fulfill his destiny, David had to overcome his family's opinion of him. One author writes, and I quote, anytime you see people pursuing a midlife career change, you can be almost certain that they have been living someone else's dream and lost their way. Nobel Prize winner for literature, Joseph Brodsky, observed, and I quote, one's task consists first of all in mastering a life that is one's own, not imposed or prescribed from without, no matter how noble its appearance may be. For each of us is issued but one life, and we know full well how it ends. It would be regrettable to squander this one chance on someone else's appearance or someone else's experience. Hey, it's not too late for you to become what God wants you to be and to do what he wants you to do. If you've been trying to fulfill somebody else's dream, ask God for a dream of your own. I promise, he will give you one.